Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Animus wants what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party gonna hell? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
My goodness gracious. Another week goes by. We hunkered down. We're staying at home. And it's getting to be cabin fever. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'll tell you, folks, you know, I always thought to myself, I think I'd like the solitude and the quietness and all the other good jazz that comes along with it. I never knew how good I really had it, folks. Think about it, how good you had it. Why? I'll tell you why. We still come and go as we please. This isn't a communist country, and we're not under a dictatorship. This is a democracy. We can come out and say what we want to say. It was already proven during this last couple of 3 months with people rioting and looting and doing whatever the hell they want. Next thing you're finding out, they're tearing statues down on because of one reason or another. And what they teach about these people in our schools to our kids. But because they had tainted themselves 100 or 200 years ago, somewhere along the line, They're taking out on everybody. I don't know. I'm not our Lord and Savior. I'm just a common human being like the rest of you folks are. And I'll tell you, after a while, you get tired of turning on that damn news. Was Trump right? Is it called fake news? Or who
Absolutely.
Do we really turn to hear what's going on? I don't know, okay? Maybe you know a lot better than I. I'd love to hear you talk about it later on. But I got to tell you, it's gotten to the point that it's ridiculous, sublime, and I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. We got some good topics we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, and all of our fans around the globe and the different countries that listen in every Wednesday. Because you know what? Sometimes I think we're probably one of the only normal radio stations that you can hear the reality of life. What do you think about that, Rocky?
Well, I don't know. Saying normal and my name in the same sentence doesn't sound quite right. But
what does Leo think? Leo, what do you think?
Hang on. Let me see if I can get Leo on here. There he is.
I'm
Leo,
here,
what
sir.
What do you think?
Oh man, it's hard to, when you start looking at reality, it's hard to dip into the real reality because you don't know which way to go, which way is up, which way is down. You know, way things are today. I try to stick to the Searching for Bigfoot podcast so I can get some normalcy and some reality out of life. That's what I do.
You know, it's amazing you say that, because just the last podcast or the week before, I never get to listen to them because I'm always so busy doing things. So as I was in my man cave, that's what they call these places nowadays. You know that, right? You're in your man cave. What does a man cave consist of? Well, you got your own little fridge. You got your big screen TV. You got your pictures on the wall. And if you happen to killed you a boar or a deer or an antelope or a bison or something, you got their head on the wall, or a giant fish that you caught while fishing, whatever, depending on what part of the country you're from, right? And this is your room. It's your area. It's your space. So I said to myself, you know, I've never listened to myself, nor have I heard them on these podcasts. And I've got to tell you, I listened to the last two, and son of a gun, they were pretty good. And I don't hear myself, right? It just comes out of my mouth. Look out, Lord, here it comes. And it's spontaneous because none of this stuff is premeditated. So, you know, it's on the come. It's ready to go. Boom. And I said to myself, you know what? I wish there was more radio shows out there that tells it like a TIZ. And we've got one of those. Yeah, we're primarily a Bigfoot show and the longest running Bigfoot radio show ever. There's nobody out there as long as us doing this. And yeah, we do talk about some current events in the beginning of the show, and then we get right into our Bigfoot stuff. But I got to tell you, folks, we are real. I guess that's the word for it, isn't it, Leo?
It is. It is. It's true because, you know, one of the things that you do on your show, I can say foremost with this Godfather, is you bring out the reality in reference to the research of Bigfoot. You know, you pick out the crackpots and you pick out the real people. And you give people the real inside scoop of going out looking for these creatures. And it's not finding Bigfoot, because if it was finding Bigfoot, hell, we would have found the damn thing by now, you know. And it's not these other reality shows where you take a bunch of superstars and you go out in the middle of nowhere, a predetermined place, and you got a script. That's not how it works. So one thing I can say about the Searching for Bigfoot team, this is reality at its best, and that's just not a plug when the show comes on. It's the truth. And for the millions of listeners, when you listen to it, I got to say, you look at the ratings, they're through the roof because we have real people with real experiences on this show.
Telling the real stories. You hit it right on the head. Very well put. I couldn't have put it any better. So while we're doing this, let's get into I got to do a few shout-outs because, as I told you guys in the last few shows, I'm going to do it at the beginning of the show, and we just dispose of it so we can get into the meat and potatoes of what we'll be doing here. I want to put a shout-out to Daniel. Great guy. He's an Uber driver. He's from California. And, Danny, I want to say to you, kudos, my friend. You're one hell of a driver, and you got a great ear, listening ear. And hope we discover you somewhere down the line. Kimberly Lutgen down there in Florida. Kimberly, honey, I forgive me for not getting back to you. And Kimberly is a transplant from California to Florida. And she's saying, Tommy, you've got to get back down here. There's action going down here like you won't believe. And they call it, it's not just a skunk ape. They're calling it another name now, and which we're going to be talking about this in a little while here. Johnny Lucchetti up in Reno. Johnny, hope you and Barbara are doing well. We're sure as hell going to get up there when we can. We just have not had the opportunity. As you know, especially in our place here, we have to have a 3-day, 72-hour before you leave the state and go to another state, when the state that you're COVID-free, and then when you do come back, you got to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks, and then I guess they were more lenient now. A new thing came out that you can quarantine yourself for 10 days if it doesn't show that you have any symptoms. Connie Carlson up in Virginia City. Connie, God love you, sweetheart. She invited me up for Thanksgiving. She knew I couldn't come, so she said, to hell with it. I'm flying down to San Diego to see my kids. She owns the Silver Queen up there. One hell of a gal. We did a story on her, and you'll be seeing that in Monsters, Myths, and Mysteries, and you'll even see a little cameo of her in there. She's done a hell of a job. And look forward to seeing you also, Connie. Likewise, out in Fallon, Nevada, where remember what was the Tom? Who was the big famous star that did was flying those jets? Leo.
Tom.
Did the Tom Cruise?
Tom. What was the name
Tom
of the show?
Cruise.
Tom Cruise. That was Top Gun.
Top Gun. So they were
Top
filming
Gun, Tom
Top
Cruise.
Gun. That's it. Top Gun.
Yeah.
So Top Gun 2 was being filmed out there, and we had the pleasure of seeing him out there also through Donna Cosette. She's the curator of the Fallon Museum up there while we were doing the Lovelock Monsters. And Donna, forgive me that I haven't gotten back to you, and we will be getting up there also. There's action going on all around us, okay? And so, believe me, folks, it's happening. We are putting something in the makings. I get a blast and a call out today from Matt Duncan, and he's with the Corn Belters Baseball out there in Illinois. And they're like college age, you know, pre-pros, and they get about 3,000 people. Well, they're going to have a Finding Bigfoot weekend or day out in June 18th of next year, and they was asking if we'd come out and be their guest and the star, the celebrity for the thing. We're going to have him on the show a week from today. His name is Matt Durkin, and he'll be telling us all about that and introducing to the world how he thinks that how Bigfoot means an awful lot. And we did a lot of stuff out there in Illinois, Bloomington and everything. It's in a couple of our movies. I can't remember. I made so many of them. But nevertheless, everything is good. And that's why I want to get into the first section before we do anything else, is to talk about, here's the big question for everybody out there. Will we have any other expeditions in the near future? due to the fact of this COVID-19. By the way, I forgot a shout out to a good guy, sharp dude, man. When you see this guy in court, he's a whiz. His name is Crane Pomerantz. He's out of Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. This guy knows his shit. Believe me, he's got a team of litigators that you will not forget. And if you ever hear the name and you need any lawyer, somebody to step up to the plate, Crane Pomerantz, excuse me, P-O-M-E-R-A-N-T-Z, Crane Pomerantz. He's with a law firm down there in Las Vegas, and my God, does he know his shit. Kudos to you, Crane. Hope to talk to you soon, too. So without any further ado, the big question of the evening is, will we have any expeditions in the near future? Well, I'll start it off, and then we'll go to you, Leo. And then, of course, we'll have my co-host, Rocky, the rock star, put his 2 cents into it, and then some.
We've also got Father Ray. We've got the Swede. We've got the Doyle on here.
So we got Swede, we got Father Ray, and we got the Doyle. I love them all. Okay, so we'll get their 2 cents involved also. So let me start it off, folks. It's a great question, and everybody's wondering where, when, and how long. I cannot put my team in jeopardy traveling around this country knowing there's this deathly pandemic still out there. And not only still out there, it's spiking and getting worse. Okay? And, you know, we're in the shelter-at-home thing right now bullshit. And they're saying it's worse than when it hit back in last March, the end of February. Okay. I'm hoping and praying and thinking to myself, well, I hope the blue and the red, okay, the Democrats and the Republicans say, hey, enough is enough. Let's stop fighting and let's take care of the people now. So the people who are unemployed, give them that stimulus check each week like you were doing. They need that money. Because come hell or high water, come January, February, or March, it's going to be disaster, just like it hit in 2008. Yeah, it's the holiday season now, folks. But you think what's going to happen in January, February, and March, when all businesses slow down. It's the winter. Then it's going to be tax season. And if you're not working, and they lift that damn embargo on that for evictions, a lot of people, they pull that plug on you. There's going to be a lot of homeless people and a lot of houses, and watch how the real estate market is going to go down, down, down. Credit crunch is already hitting a bunch of people. So I'm adding all this up, folks. Listen, I want to be out there just like you. Believe me. I'm starting to watch stuff on TV that I never knew existed. But I'll tell you what, when I got into the genre of the stuff that we enjoy, I already know the ending within the first 5 minutes of looking at the program. Like this thing at the Oak Island crap. Now it's called Beyond Oak Island. After 15 minutes, I turned it off. I says, here we go. You know, can't they find something new? No, if you haven't found it in all these years, it's like us finding Bigfoot. But they got some goofballs that are still paying attention to that crap. Our stuff is real, folks, and you
real.
Know it.
Real.
Yes, because all the other Bigfoot companies and all the TVs and production companies, what do you think they do? They go to our website, they find out where we're at, they see our locations, and they use those as their new episodes. And you
exactly.
know what happens there, because I won't comply with that crap. I won't do it.
No. No.
Okay, so
no.
When do I think we're going to get out there? I think the earliest will probably be June. That's a guesstimate for me. June 2021, folks. I can't think of it coming any earlier than that because I'm not going to jeopardize anybody's life. And I don't want them to do it to me neither. So I said what I had to say. Leo, I pass the baton to you.
Thank you, Godfather. Well, first of all, Godfather, I want to thank you and Father Ray for your thoughts and prayers for last week. Folks, I was out of the loop, had death in my family, but I want to thank everybody out there for their thoughts and prayers. I really do appreciate it. I went back and listened to the show last week, and I was kind of moved by listening to the show. So I really do appreciate that.
It's our pleasure, and since Father Ray is on the show tonight, you'll have a chance to thank him yourself. So if you would pass the baton on to Father Ray after you, and then Father Ray, you pass it back on to Doyle, and Doyle, you pass it on to the Swede, and then we'll finish up with my co-star, my co-host, Rockstar Rocky. Okay?
Yeah.
You all remember that?
We got you.
Okay.
You know, Godfather, I think, you know, with this pandemic, it's going to work out in our favor because, you know, the real Bigfoot hunters, which we are not out in the areas right now looking for these creatures. So these creatures are probably running rapid right now. So when we do get out there, that's when we're going to start probably getting a lot of evidence about these creatures. You know, right now with this dreaded pandemic, it's not good to be in certain areas because some areas are spiking more than others. But I got faith in our government, no matter who's going to be there, that we're going to find a vaccine for this dreaded pandemic. And, folks, we're going to be coming to you. The Godfather himself will be in person, in your face, talking to you about this creature. So, you know, I just think people need to keep the faith, keep calling in with the information that they have, and we can compile this information. So when we do hit boots on the ground, we're going to be ready to go and ready to rock and roll.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, truer words were never spoken. So now, by you saying what you said, pass it on to our good Father Ray.
Father Ray. You there, Father Ray?
Yes. Hello. It's remember Jesus said, do not be afraid. That's the important. That's not to say not to be prudent. We should be prudent. But on the other hand, don't be afraid that this because of the pandemic we're going to be crushed and be destroyed, whether we're talking about our Bigfoot group, about our country, about the world. It will work out. If we keep faithful, keep going, it will work. We keep true to what Jesus taught us to do. We keep true to the commandments. It will work out. And the Lord is with us. He'll keep us safe. I heard numbers from my Navajo friend today that I think there was 118 new confirmed cases yesterday in the Navajo Nation of the coronavirus, but no deaths. And that number is down from 168 the day before and 177 the day before. So maybe that's a trend, a good trend in the right direction. It's important. Follow the directives of our respective governors or our respective governments, and keep praying. It will work out.
That's a good point. Now, Ray,
mm-hmm.
Leo wanted
yes.
to thank you personally, man to man.
Yes, sir.
Take that time, Leo.
Yes, sir. Hey, Father Ray, I really want to thank you for your prayers. Knowing the death of my uncle, and like I said before, you know, I went back and listened to the show, and it was moving that the most beautiful prayer that you said, and I really do appreciate it. All your thoughts during that time, I really do, sir, and I love you, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome. And it was inspired. It was not from me solely. It was inspired by God.
Thank
wow.
you, sir. I really appreciate it.
He gives us the words that we need to say when we don't know what to say.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it.
That comes from the heart, I'll guarantee you. That is phenomenal. Well, thank you for your two, Father Ray. And who are you going to pass it on to now?
I go to Rocky.
No, Rock is bringing up the tail end. But you're
the Swede.
Well, I think what's happened is you drank too much wine at dinner tonight. But
No. The Swede.
Let's go to Doyle. Doyle, are you out there?
Doyle.
Hello. How's everybody doing out in Bigfoot World tonight? Hey, good buddy. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Another day above dirt. It's a great day, Tom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, and we got a lot to be grateful for. So what do you think about this situation? About us, when do you think the earliest will be for us coming out of hibernation like the bears and get out there what we know how to do
like best? Like I say, I'm living in an area that's unique to most places in the country, Tom. I live in a tri-state area in the Cumberland Gap in the Appalachian Mountains where I've got three states that I can travel to literally on foot, just walking paths, and I can be in three different states at any time with no restrictions, no limitations, or nothing like that. Like I said, I didn't shut down for COVID. I've always done this, and I'll do it again tonight if it's okay with you, Tom.
Sure, please do.
I'm going to give my phone number out there. If anybody sees a sighting, we've had our first big snow of the year. Right now is the perfect time to see tracks, to see anything you want to see in this tri-state area. And what I want to do is I want to put my phone number out there in a few minutes. And I'll tell you right now, just like I've always said, I don't quit for COVID. I grew up swimming in the Cumberland River and the Yellow Creek. My sister, we were so poor when we were kids. My sister, they couldn't afford toys, so she made mud pies. I ate the damn things. I'm telling you, I'm immune to whatever. Like, you throw it at me, whatever. You stuff I swim with the three-eyed fish in the Yellow Creek, and I've done it all. But I do have three things, and I promise you, I've got four-wheel drive power. I've got firepower, and I've got, by God, boot powder. So
three of the essential.
I will show up whenever you call. I will come to you. It's proven time and time again. And if Tom don't care, I'm going to go ahead and put my number out again if that's okay with Tom.
Please do. Please do. Go ahead.
All right. If you want to get a hold of Doyle Houck and Bigfoot Hunter in Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, in the Cumberland Gap area, all you have to do is call 606-246-1989. Hell of a good year.
Do it again.
606-246-1989. Now, I understand that Tom's under constrictions where he can't exactly come out of California as easy as I can sneak from Kentucky to the Virginia to Tennessee. But I'll get there to you.
Well, you heard it firsthand, folks. So anything near that side of the country, you give Doyle a call and his number, 606-246-1989. It's a good year for him anyway. Now, you're going to pass off to Swede, right?
I'm going to the Swede down
there
in Arkansas.
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing? It sounds like everybody's full of it tonight, and that's a good thing to be.
Full of something, Sweet. We're full of something.
That's what I'll say. I wasn't being specific.
I wanted to
make a little comment over what Tom was talking about in the political arena. You know, we're real fortunate that we're outdoorsmen and we go out there and when we mingle with nature, me and Rocky do, and we know pretty well there's no partisanship or nothing there. It is what it is, and they don't have an agenda. The agenda is they're going to eat you or you can eat them. So everybody has an understanding, and it works out real good for the most part, unless you get bit by something. But, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting past all this stuff, and I'm with Tom. I'm sure that, and everybody else, I'm sure there's going to be a point in time where we're going to overcome this dreaded Chinese flu thing, and it's going to be a lot better off for everybody, and we can get back at what we do, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And having said that, I'm just kind of hanging out and sandbagging and enjoying the listening part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Swede. I'm going to be calling you back in a little bit here. I got You're not going to believe this. You've kind of got you a little bit of a fan club. I didn't want to bring that up because I know your head's so damn big now you can hardly get through the door. If I start telling you this crap, you'll never get. So, but stay tuned because there's a couple of questions that a couple of gals had asked me, and I said, well, I can't answer that, but during the show I'll get the Swede on and have him do it himself. So this way I ain't going to be talking for you. So lastly on this question, the question for those of you just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, will we have any expeditions in the near future because of the pandemic that we're all experiencing? Now I'm going to go to my Arkansas right now, where my co-host, the rock star, is. And what's your, give me your 2 cents on this, would you, Rocky?
Well, I tell you what, I got 3 cents. The COVID thing, well, everybody knows that I work every day with the public, got a restaurant. I'm around it all the time. Ain't really scared of it. If it gets me, it gets me, but I'm thinking it's probably going to leave me alone if it hadn't got me yet. The trip, an expedition, I would like so much to go on an expedition. My wife would love for me to go on an expedition so she wouldn't have to put up with me. it's something that I am so looking forward to. Me and the Swede, we're lucky. We get to go on many expeditions, and, you know, we go hog hunting and deer hunting and squirrel hunting, and just, we go hunting. We go hunting a lot. We hang out in the woods a lot. Never see people, though.
Wait. Before you go any further, you didn't mention about the pig. Tell them how many pigs you guys got on the last hunt.
It was six. Six the last hunt, seven the time before that.
So are you telling me your freezers are packed with meat?
His is. His freezer is. Mine's still got stuff from last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Rock, yeah, DHL, they still work. You could send some meat to me. Hey, since I'm in North Carolina, I got a smoker, man. I can smoke some of their meat in North Carolina and say, hey, this is compliments of the rock star.
Yes. You know, I'll tell you what, Leo, when they were out there, Leo, he called me. He says to me,
in North Carolina, you should have to kick a hog off your front porch when you go to work every day.
Hey, Doyle, I love you too.
I got to tell you, when they were out there getting them hogs, I said to myself, holy, is there any kind of limits? And I guess not, because they're troublesome.
No.
So many farmers today. Isn't that true?
That's true. The only limit is just
so, you'll like
the limit
story,
it depends on how much ammo you have.
Yeah, that's right. So Rocky gets on the phone. He says, hey, Tommy. He says, you ain't going to believe this. I said, what's that? He says, well, I just took a look. I think we got 1, 2, 3. Well, wait a minute. How many more fingers I got on one? He says, I can see 6 of them, but he says, I don't know how many more we're going to get. And I said, what are you going to do with all that meat? My God. How many pounds did you guys, you know, cultivate out of that?
What'd it come out to, Swede?
Well, I think we figured it with that big boar and all that. We were just pushing 1,000 pounds there, pretty close.
1,000 pounds of meat.
Now, Jesus, man.
Here's,
come on.
Here's the deal. The boar doesn't count because that was the stinkingest son of a bitch in the world. And there ain't nobody going to cook that and eat it. I guarantee you, you throw some of that in the skillet, and people in the next county is going to be mad at you.
I got this, Rockstar.
Rocky, I didn't tell you about the board. You know, I gave it to that guy next door there. It works next door at the business next door there. A kid that works over there was wanting kind of like that old boy down there that we give that big board to it. Pork chop. He took that boar to the processors and had all that stuff cured up and turned into sausage. And I saw him day before yesterday across the fence, and he come over there to me and shook my hand and said, "That's the best pork that they've ever had," and he's feeding his family with it. So
isn't that amazing? Is that not amazing?
I got to tell
you guys a story and everybody around the globe. First time I got me a pig, I was out there in Texas, outside of Paris. And one of our movies, I don't know which one was, maybe it was Bigfoot Lives or Bigfoot Lives 2 or Bigfoot Lives 3. You know, we got so many damn movies, and so much of it was taken out there in outside of Paris, Texas. Well, as the cameraman is, we were just coming off the boat, okay, getting onto this land. And as we're going over this, it looked like a deer trail that we were following. And all of a sudden, here's six boar comes just right across the road from us, you know? And I'm saying, holy shit. Next thing I know, I'm hearing pop, pop, okay? And, you know, it was the guy that Mike Sells, God love his soul, you know, he was the one that brought us there. And he butchered up one of them that night. And I had never in my life seen purple meat, guys. Swede, have you ever seen purple pig meat?
Yeah, those wild hogs, you know, because that diet with those acorns and stuff like that, they get that tannin and it turns that, it's more beefy, you know, it's more red or purpley colored. Like
yeah,
that. But,
so
yeah, it's
when
just
he
kind of an odd look. You think
fire,
of
meat. Guys, I've got to tell you, and his wife, oh my God, she made up between the they roasted the pig, okay? They had a bunch of neighbors come over and all that, and they all brought like a pot look. Some of the people brought biscuits. Some of the people brought beans. Some of the people brought salad. I mean, there was food for like 3-4 days, for Christ's sake. I mean, it was so an abundancy. But I've got to tell you, boys, and I'll... I never had the best pork in my life as I had there. And these beans these people made... Doyle, I know where you come from, and I know you got some great beans down there, and I know that salt fat that you use and all that, and those greens that you make, but I'll tell you what, I'll put these gals' beans up against yours down there, man. Unbelievable, dude.
You know what, Godfather? It's ironic.
I will tell you this right now, Tom. Anytime you want to come to a barbecue, I will feed you like a king. I will feed you like the Godfather you are, because ask your boy and ask some of the other people that were on the last expedition we done. We toasted a barbecue in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and my brother done the cooking, and we had probably 1,000 people show up for a meet and greet with the Bigfoot thing.
Oh, my God. And I believe it. Oh,
you
yeah,
know what?
Because we've been into places like that.
Hey,
so
my brother said,
you know what they had?
The
women.
He said, I was going to feed a few people. He said, I didn't agree to feed the entire damn town.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing that blew me away. I got to share this with everybody around the globe. They used every part of the pig. You should have seen what they did with the skin. You know what cracklings are?
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes.
Okay.
Sir.
I had never ate it before in my life.
Yes, sir. That's the best part. The skin. Yeah.
Cornbread.
Yeah.
The women would make crackling cornbread for the kids to eat while the men slaughtered the hogs and split the meat up.
Oh, my God. It was phenomenal. And then you have no idea what they did with the pig's feet and the ears. Oh.
You grind
the
it
ears.
Up, mate.
They cooked them down like you wouldn't believe, okay? It was just so tender and moist, and they put it in between a biscuit.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I said, I thought I died and went to heaven. I had never. I'm telling you that they did pig's feet. Okay.
Pickle pig's feet, baby. Pickle them.
Oh, I'm telling you, Doyle. I had never seen what they did. So, and then you want to talk about ribs? Listen, son, don't talk to me about. I seen what these people did off this one hog. Holy shit. I said, no wonder why these people don't look like they have lost any damn weight. They got all the best food in the world right here in their backyard.
You know what, Godfather? It's ironic that you're talking about that. You're talking about Jim Snails. I'll hold in my hand something that would knock you off your feet, and I'm sure you can elaborate on it. And it's one of the best-selling movies that you can put your hands on, I think, to the Bigfoot world, and that's Bigfoot Lives 2. I'm holding it in my hand right now.
Oh, the green one. Oh, yeah. It means a special tug at my heart, that one there, Leo. Yeah,
I'm holding that in my hand right now.
The best.
Well, I like the part when you went out to the lake, and when Jim was out there, and he was a self-proclaimed archaeologist, and he was showing you some of the finds that he had, and he was talking about the shelling out near the marsh out in Texas, and that was one of the things that was intriguing to me. And when you were out there, and the footprints that you found, when Don Monroe, when you can see the sweat beads pop off of his head at the finds that you had out there, that was one of the highlights of this movie. And,
you know, and as you're telling it, I'm reliving it as you're talking and as you're speaking. Then you brought up Don Monroe. Don Monroe, ladies and gentlemen, he's up there. He lives in a little shack in Montana. And as you're going past the town, don't sneeze because you'll miss it. And it's a one-room cabin next to the post office. And I think it's 10 months out of the year it snowed in, but it's the kind of life that he loves, and he is paranoid of snakes. And it's not that I'm talking out of school. If Don was on the horn right now, he'd tell you all about it. But this guy praised us like nobody did. He got, after he saw the prints that he saw, ladies and gentlemen, and Don's older than me. I think Don is about maybe 80 years old now. And he's been around more corners than the Mack truck, trust me. And he saw the way we traveled. He saw what we saw, when we saw it, and how we saw it. And, you know, he got on the phone, called people all over this country, and told them, listen, you guys can say what you want to do about Tom Biscardi and searching for Bigfoot. But I've been out there with these guys for 5 days, and they don't stay still. And what I saw in these 5 days was more than people see in a lifetime. That's the God's honest truth. And I hope you're still alive, Don Monroe, to tell that story. You just brought joy to my heart, Leo. I got to get some composure here real quick. So, Rockstar, do me a favor. Let's go ahead and get... let's pay some bills. Let's go to a commercial. And on the other side, we'll get you to do your talking.
All right.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, like landed on the ground, I'm kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
You know, I got to tell you something, Leo. Damn you, Leo. Damn you, Leo. And damn you, Leo. You sure know how to tug at my heart. And when you start bringing up these things, and I get emotional, folks, because I don't get to look at the movies as much as I'd like to. I just look back, I guess it was Saturday and Sunday twice on Tubi TV, TubiTV.com. And you guys can see one of our latest movies for free. That's right, for free. Tell them how to do it, Leo.
Folks, all you have to do now, since we got cabin fever and we are sitting at home, all you got to do is type in T-U-B-I-T-V, Tubit TV, and go on there and hit Tom Biscardi in the search engine, and it'll pull up Brutal Bigfoot, and you can watch it for free. That's all you got to do. Get you a bag, big old bag of popcorn or what kind of beverage you want, and sit and watch Brutal Bigfoot. You're going to be watching The Godfather in action. Trust me.
Thank you for that. And ladies and gentlemen, it's right. It's true. And I've had so many people. And here's another thing I want to ask you, Rocky. At your pizza store, have you been telling people about our things? Because I got a guy named Everett that goes to your pizza. By the way, he has a pizza store called Tim. What's it called? Tim's, Rocky?
Tim's Pizza East.
Tim's Pizza East.
Tim's.
Yeah, so a guy named Everett he left a thing on the text and said, thank you, and thank you for Rocky for telling us about a free movie that you guys made. We picked up a pizza, and he told us about it. So you're starting to tell your customers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting for the flyers.
Oh, that's right. Mark is bringing you flyers for him, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll be damned. That's fantastic. So, you know, you got me into this thing about with the wild pigs and the vittles that the girls were making out there and all that stuff, and I could start to run away, and then, of course, I get Leo on the line. He knows how to tug at my heart, and he knows the good parts, too, that son of a gun. You want to know anything about my movies? Don't ask me. Ask Leo, because he's got them down pat. So continue on, Rocky. Please do.
Okay. I've got a story to tell. Talking about barbecue, and, you know, sitting around TV eating. One day I went out to my brother's house. He lives in Hawkeye. Went out there, and I thought it'd be an awful nice for him. I mean, he usually gives me such a hard time. Anyhow, I was picking up some apple pie, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's a whole different thing. It's not actually pie. But he came out and he said, would you like some barbecued coon? And I said, hell yeah. And he said, yeah. He said, I got some in there that you can take home with you. And I said, why ain't you eating it? And he said, oh, hell, I've eaten so much. He said, I'm about burned out on it. He said, yeah, come on, I got a big bowl. He said, he said, and don't hog it. He said, take some of it to your little brother, talking about the Swede. And so anyhow, he gave me this big bowl of barbecued coon. And I was over by the Swede's house, and I left him a bunch of it. And anyhow, a couple of days later, I was sitting there watching TV. My brother called. He said, How'd you like that barbecued coon? I said, that was good. He said, it tasted different. He said, that's the best coon that I've ever eaten. He just laughed, and he said, yeah. He said, if you want the hides, he said, yeah, I'll stop over by and get them. Well, next time I was down that way, I stopped over by his house and said, what about those coon hides? And he started laughing. We walked out to the barn where he had the coon hides. Well, one of the hides was a Siamese cat, and the other one was a calico cat. And me and the Swede scarfed it all down, and it was good, wasn't it?
It was
really good. And, you know, I'm not gonna go kill the neighbor's cat to eat it, but I tell you what, that was a good cooking dressing.
Nope. It was real good. I know it's a family show, and I was just gonna say it's gonna put a whole new twist on eating something, but it's a family show.
Yeah. Hey, right. It's amazing that he talked about barbecued coon, okay? We were in, I don't know if you were with us or not, Rocky, on this trip. We were over there by, Leo might know about it, where the Cherokee are in the Carolinas.
That's over in Nashville, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's a Harris Casino not too far from there. Is that
true? That's true, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yep.
We got involved with some of the people out into the woods. Now, you people have no clue what I'm talking about, involved with the people in the woods. This is where they call a place called the Hollers.
That's it.
Does anybody know what a holler is? Well,
that's it.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Billy. Hey, Joey. I'm hollering. No, it's not one of those. The holler is down deep in the forest. Okay?
Deeper than a valley.
Yes, it is. And we were there, and they were having a get-together. And I forget what they called it. But I, for just regular reasons, we call it right now a get-together, where families would come, and they'd have long tables, okay? And people would come and bring their musical instruments that weren't up to date. I'm talking about stuff that... It's vintage, okay? A big tub where they used to wash themselves with a piano string coming out with a
that's a number three
the broom handle, and then they'd be picking the thing as a bass. And then they had to deal
that's
with
number three
a broom and a thing to wash the clothes on their chest. And I mean a harmonica. You have no clue, okay? Were you with me on that one?
They call it the hoedown, what they call it.
Is that what it was?
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm
going to tell you something. I had barbecued coon, like he said, okay? We had, what's that damn animal that plays dead?
Possum.
Oh, my God. I had possum stew.
Ooh.
I had rabbit. I had pig. I had deer. These people put a hoedown down with food that you would go out of your mind. That's how phenomenal it was. And I mean all the fixes that go with it. Okay?
Yeah.
And then they had that thing called moonshine.
Oh yeah.
Christ, man. I don't know how those people drink that shit, but that's okay. That's their deal.
You gotta have something to wash it down.
Yeah, as he's pouring it out, he says, watch this. He lights a match. The whole damn thing starts going on fire. I mean, that had to have been over 150 proof for sure, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People knew how to eat, and they knew how to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about some stuff that you mentioned this to normal people, and they say, ugh. But you know what? This is all they had. And if you listen to their stories, I was up till 4:30 in the morning listening to these people tell their stories. And they go from one family to another. and you have no idea how we live today compared to some of them people still live the way they did back then. Believe me when I tell you, you'd freak out. You know anything about that, Leo?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen it. I remember the time that you came to Winterville.
You remember when I came
stuff
to
going
Winterville?
And I tell you what. I will partake of dinner until I start seeing the buzzards disappear. And if I see the buzzards disappear, dinner is over. But yeah, I've seen that. I mean, that's good hearty fun. And speaking to tie it into Bigfoot, most of those folks are where you're going to get your true stories about running into these creatures because they see it every day on a day to day basis.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I think about this and it's like pushing a button, and then I go back into those days and those times and those years. And I want to tell you something. There was this family that took us in, and they would not, well, shit, the closest hotel was like 30 miles. And they says, you're not going nowhere. And then I started to think to myself, wait a minute. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum.
Deliverance.
What was that one?
Deliverance.
Yeah, there you go, Deliverance. But no, it wasn't like that because they were just so genuine, man, and wonderful people and God-fearing people to boot. Okay, that was a Saturday night. Sunday morning, they're ready to go to be saved. And then after the church, they're out eating again. And they would not let us go. They said, look here. We have some beds, and when we have beds now, we'll give up our beds for you. We'll sleep on the floor out in the barn. That's the kind of hospitality these wonderful people give to people. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, I don't know if you are hearing me, got your ears on, but I'll tell you what straight up, there's parts of the United States of America still today that has been unexplored. There's parts of the United States of America that has people that go down that Appalachian Trail. It's a long, long way. It starts from one end all the way down, I guess, goes to Florida, don't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And think about it. But you're going to meet some people down those roads. We heard a story that night I'll never forget where they built up a river, and it took a town out. Not a river, a dam. It was a dam or a lake.
Norris Dam.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Norris Lake, yep.
And they
seventh
told us
largest recreational lake in the country now.
Yeah.
They flooded an entire town out to make that lake.
That's what they told. Oh, so you got your ears on, Dawson. Good for you. So you know these stories. And I got to tell you straight up.
That's where I live, Tom.
Understand. I was born in Brooklyn. You know what my backyard was? Cement and a tree.
It
wasn't until I went to California and found out, oh, my God, there's a whole new way of living. But then you get out to these smaller places and you see what it's really like. Go to Kentucky. Go to Tennessee. Go to West Virginia. Go to North Carolina. Go to South Carolina. Go to Florida. Go to those Everglades. See what it's all about. And even in New York City, go above that hour and a half, 2 hour drive, and there ain't no New York City anymore. It's all rural stuff. You know,
but the best
I get
you'll
so
ever
charged
meet in your life,
up.
Tom.
What?
The best people you'll ever meet in your life.
You bet. And you know
hey,
why?
They will make sure that you are comfortable and you are fed.
Yes. And here's the thing. Theo says it, Weed says it, Rockstar says it, they're real. You're not going to get no phony bullshit. You're going to get the real story from their hearts. And that's the reason why I love the people of the earth and the people from the real upbringing that where we made us today. You know what? Here we are having so much fun. I'm just looking down at the clock. And where the hell does the hour go?
Happy
I'm
going
to leave it to you, Rockstar, and
hey,
Leo, and Doral, and
Tom, let me tell you one thing, if I can, before you leave.
Go.
in Kentucky, we have a saying. When it comes to your Kentucky creek water or your corn squeezing, if it won't run your tractor, don't drink it.
There you go.
Kudos and salutations. I'm going to leave on that note. Till next time, America. Take over the show, Rockstar.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being on. Love y'all. We'll meet back here again next Wednesday night.
Yep. Stay tuned, folks. Night, we might
Leo,
have an exciting show.
Sweet.
Good night, everybody.
Who brought you?
Father Ray.
Father Ray.
Bill Sweet.
Rocky.
Yeah. We'll
Sweet.
Talk to you
everybody.
Later.
Leo. Godfather. It's Dole from Kentucky.
Good night,
baby.
Everybody.
Call
good night,
me.
Everybody.
Call me.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to